Hannah Brown, should she have said the N-word? Should she or should she have not? That is the question, isn't it? It is, right? It is the question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is one of the reasons why we're divided in the first place. So let's change the conversation, everybody. I want to bring you guys some perspective, okay? Before we discuss, okay? So I was mainly raised in Cleveland, Ohio, and in Cleveland, Ohio, the black population is quite huge. It's about like 50%. So I always joke, like, you can't escape them. Like, they're always around. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just normal. And also, I was one of the few white teenagers in all black theater. And they pretty much embraced me because I didn't really care. I was a minority. I also will say that when I went to high school, many of my black classmates would say the N-word all the time with each other. And then also even my white friends, some of the white classmates actually would say it with the black classmates. And then I used to talk with one of my black classmate friends about this. I was like, I don't understand. Why is it okay for you guys to say it, but it's not okay for us to say it? And then she was like, well, it's different. I'm like, well, why is it different? It's not really fair because you're excluding me. If you want us to be understood, you know, if you want to be understood and then we can't be a part of it, that seems a little bit not fair. You know, So that was like my argument. I used to talk to her. Like, I would never say it just because I don't want to cross that boundary and like get into trouble. But like, that was just like my thoughts about it. And it was kind of funny. and then two funny quick stories, guys. I will say that's a little bit racial. So that was definitely racial. So when I was in high school, I used to sit with one of my black friends. And then her friends were like, Anna Marie, why are you sitting with us? And I was like, well, I like her and she's my friend. Is that a problem? And she's like, okay. And then she's just like, wah. I was like, I don't get it. And then they saw me dance in some sort of like performance thing. And then one of my black classmates was like, Anna Marie, you dance really good for a white girl. I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. It was funny. So,
yeah.
I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You probably get it. So let's analyze Hannah Brown in a sense, okay? So, where did she come from? Okay, she came from Tuscaloosa City. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's from Alabama. So,
yeah.
So, based on my research, if the number's not fully accurate, that's cool. Just put me in the comment below. The racial makeup of the city was 54% white. And 42% black. Not too bad, right? But around her time period growing up, I don't know if that's the same, right? It might have increased. Mm-hmm. And then also she was raised near Northport. I don't know her personally. I'm just like making guesses based on my research. If she was raised near Northport, and based on the 2000 census, the racial makeup was 71% white and only 26% black, mm-hmm. which is quite a huge gap.
Mm-hmm.
So if she was raised only in that area, it makes sense why she doesn't seem to really know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then University of Alabama, I was kind of surprised that based on the data, 80% of the population is white students, and then 20% is black students, which I found to be actually surprising. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
So the question we have to kind of ask and discuss is, okay, how was she educated? Did her schools educate her on the N-word? You know, and not only that, it's so controversial in our society because it's like, okay, so we're not allowed to say the N-word, but yet a lot of songs sing the N-word.
Yeah.
So it's just like, so we're allowed to sing it in a song, but we're not allowed to say it in real life. And then white people are not allowed to say it. But then if we want to be one with you, why can't we say it, right? So what is your perspective on, like, you know, like...
It depends on what era you come from.
Yeah.
So if you come up in an era, if you say me, I'm old enough, and I have parents that raised me that grew up around that.
Right.
And the N-word was so rampant. Where it would just like, okay, you just knew, you know, and then so just say you get a person that was born in the 30s and they were trying to say things like, okay, that little nigger boy that passed by here, you know what I'm saying? So it was rampant then. So as things came along unto our times, especially the millennials and most black people, like they wouldn't want white people say it because they don't know the struggle.
Right.
We can say it, but you can't.
Right.
But I disagree with that. Me personally, I disagree with that because I was taught you should treat people how you should be treated. And us as people, we put racial slurs in the wrong content. Mm-hmm. And if you say chink, or if you say mooly or something like that, you know, if you look up those words in the dictionary, those words has a meaning. Those are like really words. But we take them and put them in a context where it's bad. So now you can't say it.
Right.
Nowadays in the workplace, you can't say Negro.
Oh, yeah. No,
you get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I would never.
Yeah, you get in trouble.
Yeah.
And so I just think it could be hypocritical in a certain roundabout way where I can say the N word, but you can't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's what I used to tell one of my friends in high school. I was like, I don't get it. Like, you guys want us, if we're supposed to unite, then why can't I? And you want to be understood with your culture, but then I can't say that.
Yeah.
It just, I don't want to cross the boundary, so I just don't go there. Mm-hmm. But I just talked to her about it very openly, nonchalant. And she was
if you watch this movie called Crash with Lawrence Tate, Terrence Howard, the message from that movie is so powerful. So what you do, you'll get all races, black culture, Asian culture, white culture, Indian culture. They took every culture and combined them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just mess up the movie for you because I really want you to go watch it.
Right.
But it shows you in every culture, it could be inside job or where who's detrimental to each other. So 9 times out of 10, in each culture, you're detrimental to each other because there are some black people that I don't even trust. You know?
Like, right. Well, there's good bad everywhere.
Yeah, I don't treasure as far as I can throw you because I know who you are and I know your motto, you know?
Mm.
And so I think it could be, to conclude the point, I think it'd be hypocritical to say, well, you can't say the N-word, but I can.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a cop-out, too, because a lot of us younger people, especially the millennials, we didn't live in those days.
Right.
So we don't really even know what racism is.
Right.
We really
don't. Right. Well, again, it depends on where you come from.
Yeah.
Like, she may have come from a really white background.
Yes.
You know, like, and then she just, honest to God, has no idea about the historical reference, you know? I mean, I know better just because I've been educated and, you know, things like that.
And it's still, to this day, there are places that I can't go.
Yeah.
You go down to the Deep South, and I don't know if, you know, how much you educate yourself on there are towns in Louisiana called Nigger Town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look it up.
Look
it up. It's called Nigger Town. And a lot of people don't, especially of us, I always like to talk about us, black people, you know, things like that. And I don't really look at us as people because people make the world go around, not a certain race.
Mm.
People make the world go around, not a certain race, you know. So I just look at people as people, and just being a Bible person too,
right?
Is that the book of John, First John, not First John, John, first chapter, 9th verse, it says, God is that light that lighteth every man. He didn't say it a certain color. You know, God don't look at colors, but you got to appreciate him because he had to give you contrast. You had to have different types of people.
Well, if we all look the same, it'd be so boring.
Yes,
it'd be so boring. We'd all be yawning at each other. Like,
yes. And when you look at things like that, again, we're guilty. We don't educate ourselves. We're mentally lazy.
Yeah,
you know, we see a word that we've never seen before. First thing I do, I got my dictionary like right close by. You know, I said, what's that word mean? You know,
and things like that,
and being proactive about educating yourself. And then I don't I had, man, listen.
I mean, also, we need to, like, if we're not allowed to say the N-word, then singers should not use it in songs, then.
Exactly. I agree.
So, like, okay, if you guys don't want the N-word, then tell singers to stop using it in songs, pretty much, because, oh, wow. We have, like, little geese visiting us that's, like, limping.
Yeah. Got it. He's injured. Injured geese.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, so it's, and that's where the contradiction also comes in, where it's like, okay, we're not allowed to use these words in the workplace, and clearly not in some social situations, but then it's okay to do it with singing.
Yeah, yeah, so you don't agree with people saying the N-word in songs?
Well, I've talked about this issue with my black friends, and they geese is intimidating me. There's we have this little geese right here that's scaring the little.
Well, Blandon, they people feed him a lot. That's why he's looking.
Yeah, I talked about this issue with my black friends, and I asked them, "Do you say it?" Because I grew up around people that said it a lot in school. And she's like, "No, I don't say it because the historical reference, you know, and things like that, you know." But I've known people that said it and things like that. So it's just like we need to start.
I still actually say it sometimes.
Do you?
Well, I say this Negro.
Sorry.
He's injured.
Sorry. I don't have anything, honey. Sorry, guys, about that. I got a little geese semi attack me with, you know.
Yeah.
It was a little scary. I'm going to, like, cut that out a little bit. Hopefully you guys have a good laugh. Do I agree with N-words being used in songs? No, because we're having mixed signals in society. It's like, okay, so it's not okay to say it in the workplace. It's not okay to say it somewhat socially, depending on your social social circle. But it's okay to talk about it a lot in songs. So, you know, like, we might as well ban the N-word in songs then. I don't know. You know what I mean? So a lot of people get confused. And then there's public criticism for saying the N-word, but then it's in use in songs. So then people follow mm-hmm. trends and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that's where things get so confusing. I mean, do you think it should be used in songs?
Well, like I said, it could be somewhat hypocritical.
Right, you know? Right. I guess it depends.
If you want to be serious about it and say, well, in the workplace, I can't say the N-word, you know. Mm. But then you got these rap songs that's making to the top of the charts, and next thing you know, you got the N-word in there.
Right, and then not only that, there's other bad words.
Other negative words, too. And so, it's not so much as today, because of the way things are today. Me, growing up black, I never had any problem with it, because learning from my aunts, my mom, my father, and my dad drinking out of the whites only water fountain, my grandmother slapped him.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, that's funny. She said, "Boy, you're trying to get me killed." Yeah.
That's funny.
So he would tell me that story. You know?
That's funny.
I say, okay, even up to now, listen to Pryor. Listen to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Listen to the comedians that actually made their money off.
Right. You know? Yeah.
And do I still use that word? Sure. Yeah. But I will, it'd be in a proper setting.
Right. Like, proper setting.
Yeah.
Okay, the fact that she wanted to get caught up in the moment saying the N-word on Instagram is not a smart decision.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen,
my favorite cook.
Oh yeah, did she say something wrong?
She had said something about the N-word, and then they just like cut her off like off the face of the earth. I was like, man, that lady was born in the 40s in Texas, and that was like normal.
Well, right, you have to think about time period culture, and there's so many variables, and so I was talking about this with a coworker of mine about this, and I was saying to her, you also have to think of also generation, like we were talking about generational comparison, like the work economy is different for the millennials than it was in your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, mm-hmm. it's so much more competitive now than it was at your time. And she was like, really? I'm like, yes! Mm-hmm. And I'm white with blonde hair and blue eyes. You know how hard it is?
I
told her, you know how hard it is for me to find a job, civil job? It's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm white. So I told her, I completely agree that there is racism, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I said that it's mm-hmm. not always about race mm-hmm. anymore. I mm-hmm. think a lot of millennials are playing around the same leveling field right now.
So it's another thing, too, is that I know a good friend of mine, he's a historian, he's a historical guy.
Yeah.
And he said, if you take every event in history, all that supposed to happen.
Yeah.
For the time being present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now, if you say the N-word now, these days, it's really not a big deal.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right.
But now they want to say, okay, you got to be professional. You can't say this, you can't mm-hmm, say that. Mm-hmm, even on Facebook. I follow mm-hmm. a lot of people on Facebook. And they be like, oh, I got to be careful, yada, yada. And then they're cussing in paragraphs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it also bothers me that a lot of celebrities get away with stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and so it's okay for a celebrity to do that, but in the real world, we can't do that. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I don't like Katy Perry. This is a little bit different situation, obviously, but Katy Perry, I actually think she's actually a cool person, mm-hmm. and she has donated a lot of money to other places, so I appreciate her on that aspect. What I don't appreciate is her inappropriate behavior on American Idol sometimes. So it's like, so it's okay for you to make inappropriate comments to men, but it's not okay for it to happen in a normal workplace with mm-hmm. normal people with normal mm-hmm. salaries. That's very mm-hmm. inappropriate. And if I made mm-hmm. those comments to men that I worked with,
mm-hmm.
I would lose all of my integrity.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, power means a lot.
Yeah.
Was one of the best 250 movies ever made. If you go to this IMDb information movie database.
Right.
If you look up the top movies that's ever made, you will see Django in there. And they said the N-word 270 something times.
See, and that's where things get confusing for people. It's like, okay, again, power. It's allowed to say it in songs. It's allowed to say it in movies. Yeah. But then it's not allowed to say it in, like, you know, it's just so things are so inconsistent where it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's
and then a lot of times, weird. Too, when a white person say if you say it, I think I kind of know you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and you know me well enough for it to be harmless.
If you say it, I'm like, oh, she's
fine. Yeah, yeah, because I'm like harmless, and I've been around a lot of it.
I got a good friend, and he's a white guy.
So, yeah.
Really funny guy. His name is Chuck. And he'll look at me and start laughing. I said, what you laughing at?
Yeah.
So he whispered my ear. He said, black bastard.
That's not the same level, but yeah.
The setting. Remember what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It depends on what setting.
I know people, right.
Yeah,
I know
Now, you might say it in a bad intent.
Right.
His intent was, you know.
It was to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he don't even like white girls. He like black girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a check.
Funny. Funny.
You know, I said, and then I said, nigger lover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
You're killing something.
That's funny.
Me, I might be a little bit different than you. If they use the N-word in the song or they use it in the yada yada, you're right. It's a bit hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
So you allow it to happen here, and you put this movie we call Django. Right. The N-word was saying, like, wait.
Well, they would argue, probably actors and everything would argue, well, I'm telling a story, so I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, then, but, mm-hmm. but okay, that I'll give them that, too, because you're telling a story. But when mm-hmm. songs, though, do you think that she should have apologized? Because she got a lot of flack for that.
Yes, she should.
Yeah, I think she should have.
For her career.
For her career, she should have. And also, if someone's offended by what you say, there's a way to say it with that. Because mm-hmm. in her defense, she might have been like, well, I just got caught up in the moment. It's mm-hmm. like, but her approach came across very insincere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I were her, I would have said, mm-hmm. oh my God, I'm so sorry I offended mm-hmm. anybody. That was completely not my intention. Right. I would have said, like, I got seriously got caught up in the song.
You ever seen 12 Years a Slave?
Yes, I did. I cried.
They gave you a lot of history. of what it was.
Right.
And
right.
I really appreciate that with the actors and actresses to act it out so we can get a vivid understanding of what happened.
Because a lot of people don't. Yeah, and even the movie The Help, like I was aware of those things relatively, and my mother was, but the actress that performed that had no idea. She's a white girl. She had absolutely no idea about that stuff in history, which proves a lack of good quality education.
Yeah. So, to put it in perspective, to put it all in the capsule.
Right.
The line is fine, and it's power. If this movie gonna make me so many dollars, I don't care how many times you say the N word, or if this song gonna make me so many dollars, or this rap song gonna make me so many dollars, I don't mind. I mean, you know, but what's beneficial for hearing the N word, somebody that lived it, and they're trying to get you to see how
they lived, how they, you know, people have different experiences,
Different experiences, but you are correct. It is can be hypocritical. So I can go to work, and I get in trouble for saying Negro. I didn't even say Negro. Then people try to put in like, well,
like, Negro to me actually sounds nicer.
Yeah. Than you know, my birth certificate says Negro.
That does it.
Yeah.
Let me admission show. Really? That's
my birth certificate say Negro.
And does mine say white girl?
You might be. I don't know. But nowadays, black people birth certificate say African American.
Yeah.
Now, if you go back beyond me,
they
birth certificate say colored.
Oh yeah, I believe. Okay, so in conclusion, everybody, should we say it? Should we not say it?
Depends on what setting.
Depends on the social setting. Yeah. If the social setting is acceptable and appropriate, sure. You know,
It depends on what context you're putting it in. Why are you saying it?
Right. Why are you saying it? Is it positive?
Yeah.
Right. And if it's negative, I would not advise any white person to say if it's negative.
If it's negative, if you want to, you see somebody that passed by that's black or whatever, and you was right, and you, a good point now with other conversations, is you have to be taught it.
Right. And you have to be, and you have to be taught. And one point I'd like to add also is, remember, everybody, if you're not raised around diversity, how the heck can you know?
Exactly.
You don't.
Exactly.
You just don't. So maybe she just genuinely had no idea how offensive it could be based on the reference. Maybe she wasn't taught that. I was, but maybe she wasn't.
You know? I think it's a beautiful thing to be to multicultural, so you can learn from other people's culture.
Yeah.
You know, and all the cultures is the same, but different.
Right, right. We are actually all very, very similar. Just the approach of but how different. We... Yeah, it's like the approach and like certain things that we do are obviously different. So that's all, everybody. Please like, subscribe, and comment below. Please comment below and tell us your thoughts. Have you experienced this? Do you say Negro or nigger with your white and black friends? I don't know. Sorry, it's a long time.
The setting.
It's about the setting. It's about the setting.
How well you know them? Whatever, you know.
Because
Some people say it just to be... spiteful, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I don't recommend people doing it for negativity. Yeah. So, okie dokie, why stay stuck when we can get better? We can always get better and come unite, right? Okie dokie. Sayonara. Peace out, everybody. Bye.
Heard you learn something.
Yeah.